Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzie of the Baltimore Sun. John, you're down there doing something somewhat unusual. You're reporting on a budget deal. And I mean, I know it's sort of looking a gift horse in the mouth, but I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about why this happened.
My take on this is that both parties are placing a bet on Obamacare. Republicans are betting that Obamacare continues to be a problem and that those problems continue to bring down the presidential poll numbers, which, of course, affects the 2014 congressional elections. Democrats are betting that the Obamacare rollout gets better and that they can move on to their priorities like immigration. So both parties feel like there's an interest in not having another huge fight over deficits, over funding the government. And I think that's why, for the first time in 3 years, you're seeing some movement toward a plan that would, for 2 years, end all of us writing and talking about budgets and deficits.
John, we're talking Thursday morning as a vote is pending down there on this budget deal. So things may have changed a little bit overnight. What about the federal workers in Maryland?
You know, they're clearly a big deal. It's a huge constituency. There are a lot of them in Maryland. They vote. And because of that, Maryland Democrats in the delegation in particular tend to take care of their interests. I've been a little bit surprised that there hasn't been more rhetorical pushback from Democrats in the state about the cuts, which are largely dealing with how much federal employees will contribute to their retirement. But, you know, and the Democrats I've spoken with make a really good argument, and that is that what federal employees get out of this deal is 2 years of certainty. If we didn't have a deal, it would be almost guaranteed we would have a second year of sequestration, which would almost guarantee more furloughs than we've seen before, and potentially, not out of the question, another government shutdown. There are cuts in there for new federal employees hired after the first of the year, but the alternative may have been much worse.
And the whole issue of unemployment insurance benefits.
Yeah, not going in. And there are a lot of Democrats who have raised issues about that, but I'm not convinced it's going to get in the way of this. Of course, a couple of our members play a key role in all of this. You know, Chris Van Hollen, the congressman from Montgomery County, and, you know, he will help sell this deal to Democrats because some conservatives are going to pull off. Van Hollen's going to have to try to keep some of those Democrats, keep as many Democrats as he can on board. You know, the other interesting player in this is Barbara Mikulski. Senator Mikulski, of course, the new chairwoman of the Appropriations Committee, hasn't really been able to exercise her authority in that role because these stopgap six-month budgets we've been doing for 3 years, they pretty much keep the status quo in terms of how the money gets spent. This deal is a big win for her. I think it's the first time she'll actually be able to exercise her authority as Appropriations Chairwoman. They set the top line in the budget deal, and then Senator Mikulski and her other appropriators get to hack up that money and decide how it gets spent. So I think she's sort of playing a role as we look forward.
We'll see where it all goes, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For John Fritzie, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.